You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
And now a word from our sponsor, Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With Sixth Sense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. Visit sixthsense.com to learn why enterprises choose them.
My name is Mike Scott, and I'm a Chief Information Security Officer at Immunity. My first introduction was really in the Navy right after high school, looking at different things from satellite imagery, working with Solaris, like Sparks and things like that. Really got my first introduction into working with PCs on a regular basis, but also the concepts of data protection and security as well. Growing up in a small town, really not sure what I wanted to do when I grew up. The Navy seemed like a good place to start, and really was a fantastic few years for me to, if nothing more, motivate me to get into the career I am now. So after that, I got my first technology job right out of the Navy, working for an internet service provider. That really gave me an opportunity to expand upon networking, network concepts, early days of internet service, when AOL was still sending out disks. And then that company, about a year and a half later, went bankrupt as AOL and some of the other providers exploded. That's where I moved on to a small startup in Atlanta called Witness Systems. At the time, I was employee 25, and spent about 11 years with that company. When I left, we were about 1,300 employees. After that, I spent a little time at Arby's, the restaurant company, right before an acquisition of Wendy's. I spent a good part of 8 years there leading the security function for first Arby's, then Wendy's Arby's Group, and then finally Wendy's International. And then from there, I left and spent a little time consulting at NCR, then moved on and spent a couple of years at Optiv in the office of the CISO, where my primary role was supporting as a non-billable resource. And then after there, I left and spent a little time at Sperion, a startup in St. Petersburg, Florida, and then landed here at Immuta for the last year and a half. When they brought me on board, of course, the first thing they wanted to do was achieve PCI compliance. But moreover, what we started really looking at was the security of, obviously, restaurants and PCI and card data, high-risk items. And looking how we could not only improve the security of the organization, but also increase the operational uptime. I built that program from the ground up and focused on operational stability as much as security and picking the right architecture and simplifying a lot of things. And at the end of the day, what we found was we had a very repeatable PCI program, but also the security of the restaurants was increased greatly. Busy is an understatement. I'd say probably a little bit of chaos right now, really with our incredible growth and some of the customers that we're pulling on board at Immuta, some top, probably Fortune 50 companies. We launched our SaaS platform last year, so cloud security has been a big focus. But you know, there's never a stop in demands from the business and our customers, especially with the evolving privacy landscape. So right now we're spending a lot of time building out our privacy program, focusing on new certifications, ISO 27001 and 701, to really address the demands of our customers and give them that trust in the platform. So a lot of time in cloud right now and some time in application security. Those are probably the two things that are keeping us the most busy right now. I consider myself a team member more than anything. You know, I definitely say my employees and former employees would say my style is very casual, but you know, for me, I like to think of myself as a contributor on the team. Now, my job is to obviously lead and create strategy and evolve the team, but you know, I like to get my hands on, I like to support the team. You know, at the end of the day, we're all there for one mission. So I see myself, you know, on the same level. And I think that's that humble style is not only mine, but one of the things that drew me to Immuta. It really is just a collection of a lot of, we call, you know, humble intellects. But yeah, I think that's what drew me in there, was just really being able to focus on outcomes and not titles and responsibilities and who you are, how long you've been in the industry. Adversity is obviously, I'd say, almost a cornerstone of being in the security community. We're always creating work for other teams, creating complexity that is necessary in a lot of times. But, you know, really first being able to understand what you're trying to accomplish, making sure the folks you're working with understand what you're trying to accomplish. And if you move the needle forward just a little bit, I mean, I think you have to really recognize that accomplishment. You know, sometimes in security and privacy, we may spend, you know, months or even years trying to accomplish certain things. And you know, that can be very demotivating to a lot of folks, you know. And so I think keeping front of mind what you are doing, what you are accomplishing, the things that you have done are so important. But also, you know, learning from others, which I love what you guys are doing here, is learning from others sometimes just how to pitch an idea. You know, at the end of the day, I can look back and see some of my biggest accomplishments may have taken years to accomplish at certain organizations, but they were still wonderful accomplishments. You know, so I think adversity is part of it, but I think keeping focused and quite frankly, keeping good, whether it's metrics or just, you know, quarterly updates on what your program is doing and what you're accomplishing, helping that, not losing the energy to keep that fight up. It's a fantastic career to move into. Really understanding the business is incredibly important. I've met a lot of technologists in my career and a lot of fantastic engineers. And what differentiates folks career-wise and how they progress to me is understanding that the business needs to accomplish certain outcomes, and our job is to support those, not be the department of no. You know, we have to help the business understand the risks they're taking, help them come up with a way for it to be a yes, most importantly, and be curious. So I think that curiosity and understanding what you're doing and how it impacts the business are super critical to anyone. Ultimately, I think I hope to be remembered as an enabler to the business and a fantastic mentor. You know, I hope when that time comes, you know, whether it's to move on to another opportunity or maybe win the lottery and retire, I also hope that someone from my team has taken the reins. You know, so I think that is really the most important part for me, is people see that my contribution was more to the people than the program.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals.
Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustai.